You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. Happy Grammy Sunday. I'm still here in Park City on my way back home. Doing a check-in show. Very excited to be here. Want to give a quick shout-out to a local business, Kachu Shabu. Thank you so much for your gifts, your warm hospitality, your good food up in the mountains. If you guys are ever in the Park City area, go check out Kachu Shabu, family-owned, amazing food. But today we have a guest that's no stranger to the startup, Uncle Selwyn, everybody's uncle, Uncle Selwyn Jones. Uncle Selwyn, welcome back to the startup. How are you?
Hello, Miss Monique Leray. How are you? I love the hair, my dear. I love the hair.
Thank you. Yes, I'm going with red this year. It's a red hot year, so I'm just going with red.
Looking fabulous, totally. So what's up, girlfriend?
Thank you. No, hey, it's great to see your smiley face, wanting to reconnect and check in with you. And give the, we're going to go full screen. Let's give the listeners and viewers a checkup on you. I want to really lean into the business side of your foundation. People know that you are George Floyd's uncle and you're doing right by social justice. So we want to lean a little heavier in the business side of things and how you started your nonprofit and walk us through that process in case someone wants to start a nonprofit.
You know, it takes the right people. It takes the right thought process, the right feelings, and the right heart. You know, I want to impact as many people as I can. So it was just right for me to start a foundation with the platform that I was given, obviously, with the death of my nephew. But I want to give back to people. I want to see people okay. I want to see people not suffer. And there's just so many people, especially in the impacted family community, that are suffering light bills, housing, gas, food to eat, just a lot of things that they suffer when they go through these traumatic situations. And all we're trying to do is just put a spin, put a good spin on a bad scenario or a bad situation. And we have corporate sponsors now that assist us. You know, we're trying to build housing. I'm trying to do counseling for impacted family members and gun violence victims. I just want to take something horrific and sprinkle some pixie dust on it, as you would say, man, because it's all about helping people, dear. You know that. You are humanitarian. You've been all over the world, you know, documenting, you know, the COVID problems we had. So, you know, we're of the same breed. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I really do. I really do appreciate that insight. And it's interesting because the last time we spoke, it was specifically about the I Can't Breathe initiative and about turning that negative specifically into a positive for medical first response. But it seems like it's grown in the last 6 months or so since we spoke about that. How did it go from the medical bill to now housing and food? And let's go full screen, Sam.
You know, sweetie, as many opportunities that I have to meet people like yourself and people that want to help assist others, it's just a natural growth, man. You know, the counseling, the housing, the mental health treatments, you know what I'm saying? Because that's important to me. Just imagine somebody that you loved, that you cared about, that you raised, that you fought, that you mothered and fathered and sistered and brothered, you wake up one day and they're not there. And just suppose you had to visually see these things happen, which a lot of times people see their loved ones get taken from them. That's traumatic, man. And most of the time, a lot of people just need to know that somebody cares. And when you have resources that you can assist people with, that's a big deal, man, you know, from my heart. You know, when I would be hoping if I was in a situation that somebody would reach out and says, hey, man, listen, I can take care of this. And now we have lawyers in our new foundation, Justice 929, that we can fight civil rights cases, you know, that we can help people. I mean, with lawyers and stuff.
So that's really great. And I see what you're saying. I think that a lot of times, you know, you have to go where the energy is flowing. So you might want to do one thing, and then the energy's kind of going over here when you're a startup, when you're an entrepreneur and you're starting up. And you're like, God, I really want to do this, but there's energy over here. So it sounds like to me, you've kind of had the same path where you go where the energy is, and you'll get to the other ideas. And I'm so glad to hear that you have lawyers and you're restarting with Justice 929. 929, for those that don't know, is the 9 minutes and 29 seconds that relate to George Floyd's passing. And it's also kind of tied into your soul's mission now, Uncle Selwyn. Let's talk a little bit about this year, your speaking engagements, you becoming a pillar in the community, and really just leveraging a negative and really inspiring people. What do you have on the calendar? Where can people catch up with you? How can people donate? What's going on next?
Uncle Selwyn 929, I'm on all the social medias. I'm going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah, actually this weekend.
Oh.
Because there's a memorial down there, and we want to go down there and show some family members some love. And I'm going to have my sculpture, which sculptured the George Floyd statue in New Jersey that's sitting in front of the courthouse. He's actually down there, and he sculptured things all over the world, you know. So we're going to see if we can't do some good things down there and make some people feel good, because the monument has been up for 5 years. And
Wow. There's
two people that's on the monument that's Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, and everybody else is from Salt Lake City. And they're tearing that down. And a lot of these memorials or monuments are like spiritual places where family members go and they can see their baby in a different light instead of going to the graveyard and looking down and saying, oh, my God, you know what I'm saying? So you get some spiritual connections there. And Salt Lake City wants to, they're going to tear that one down, but they've allotted $6 million for us to build a new monument that'll be permanent. So hey, kudos to Salt Lake City, man, and kudos to the family members. Uncle Selwyn's gonna come there and hang out. I'm gonna be in Sarasota, Florida, February the 22nd. Then I've got Detroit on March the 2nd. So Uncle Selwyn's always flying, man. I'm trying to get them frequent flyer miles up so I can get some free trips like you got there, baby girl. You know, trying to keep it moving.
Listen, I love that all of this is happening in the first, in Q1 of 2025. That's a really huge thing. I'm really proud that Salt Lake is seeing the value in this and really assisting the family members, and you're going to come here into Utah. And I really love to hear that Sarasota is doing something, and Detroit. And I'm sure many other cities will follow. I hope California, something in California will happen for you. I feel like there's no reason why there shouldn't be something. So are you going? Yeah. Are you going international this year for any speaking engagements?
You're trying to talk me into it, you know, so I'm going to play on your lead. You know, the two light-skinned people are going to hook up, and, you know, and we're going to be on the same plane for 16 or 18 hours. That's going to be off the chain. Dealing with Miss Monique Leray for 10 hours on a plane? Oh, we.
Oh, wow. Don't make it like that.
Get the moderators ready, baby.
Probably going to be half of it is emails and half of it is asleep. So, you know, you only get a half time with me. But that's good. I'm really excited that the first quarter is looking so great. You and I have been working on a sizzle reel. It's taken me forever to deliver it, but we've shifted a little, and I'm excited to see that it's going to be everybody's uncle. You know, we were going in a different direction before, so I think here in the next week we should have a first look on this new sizzle. I'm really excited. Why don't you tell people what they can expect on that and what you hope to get out of that?
Monique Leray is going to put a lot of little spice to it. So Uncle Selwyn will come out looking like the uncle for all, which I am. So she's going to put a little spice in there, man. You know, we just want to be informative and we want to be impactful. And the whole object of anything that I do is to help people, is to make people feel whole, whether it's counseling, whether it's seeing if I can't get them in some kind of modernized housing, whether I can get them mental health issues worked out. You know, Medical Civil Rights Bill is a bill that we have that we've been pushing that allows victims for medical attention. And a lot of people don't realize that there's no such thing. An officer can come in contact with you, hurt you, and let you lie beside the road. They're not obligated. So all of these incarceral deaths with all the prisons and stuff, we're going to try to take care of that, man, because that needs to be addressed. We've also got into the over-sentencing and the wrongful conviction, Monique, since the last time you saw me. So I'm running wild. I just got back from Minneapolis filming a documentary. You know, that'll be out May 5th, the 5th year anniversary. So Uncle Selwyn's pretty good. Oh, wait. And I haven't mentioned to you about that interactive app that I've created.
I was waiting.
that's going to be impactful. It's an app that's going to make you be in contact with your family member, husband, wife, sister, brother. We have a family connecting unit in it. So all you have to do is push a panic button. If you're in any kind of distress, whether it's traffic, whether it's a date, whether it's work, police brutality, bullying, all these things, and you're able to have witnessed video and audio that goes to a server that we control, not that the police control, so they can change the narratives. You know, so I'm excited, man. Uncle Selwyn's gonna get busy. Oh wait,
oh, there's more.
It's a bad thing. This is a bad thing.
Oh,
I have to have shoulder shirt. I have to have shoulder surgery tomorrow.
Oh no.
I got a torn rotator cuff, so I'm gonna have to put on one of my suits, one arm have wrapped around me, and take me a piece of bungee cord, lock it in, so I can.
You're very resilient. You're very resilient, Uncle Selwyn, and I know that you're going to come out on that surgery on the other side and be better than ever. You might be a nightmare to go through the airport with your new iron arm, but no, I'm just kidding.
I was at the airport the other day, and I don't know what was going on, but I normally can slither through with my belt on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Uncle Selwyn has got a little streamlined, if you can't tell. You can see them cheeky bones a little bit better. Anyhow, so I took my belt off and I went to walking, and I forgot that I lost a couple pounds there. Uncle Selwyn is down about 35, 40.
And wow.
I'm walking, and the lady, when you go hold your hands up, she was like, no. I went, oh.
That's not what we want from everybody's uncle. We need everybody's uncle to be covered up.
It was so funny. It was so funny because I was like, and she went, oh, I went, no. So it was all calling time, but it was just hilarious to have that go through. And people are just laughing at me and stuff, man. So, you know, I'm always a good time. I always got a smile on my face, and I always want to keep that sun on me, man. You know what I'm saying?
And it jumps off the screen. Yes, it jumps off the screen today. And I love seeing you in a good mood. And I'm very proud of the progression. And who knew that from this tragedy, you're growing and helping people? And I mean, we only have a couple minutes left here, Uncle Selwyn, but I'd like to ask, who helps you? Who keeps you up? Who supports you emotionally and mentally and spiritually? How do you stay positive?
Monique, we've talked to this before. You've given me a lot of help. I have been fighting my whole life. I've been using grief and anger to fight my whole life. So unfortunately, I've got a good support system, Joey, my wife. I've got my little 9-year-old knucklehead that you love so much, and my Labrador.
I love him.
But
love
him. Just my ability to want to help people and to want to make a difference in this world that don't let me slip. The only problem I've ever had is demons around me and devils around me. And once I got all those devils out of my way, dear, I have no more issues, and I made sure I started off this year, 2025. Mm-hmm. I released all my baggage. I released all those demons and devils from my heart. There's nothing in the rearview mirror but dust, and that's all I want to see. I want to look in the rearview mirror and look at those things that happened before and just say, hey, so long, people. Guess what, Uncle Selwyn's moving forward? Because remember, dear, y'all always got to dream, breathe, and what we're doing now is we're delivering, sister. Always.
I'm very excited. Thank you for being transparent there, guys. Nothing in the rear view. Every pebble on your road gets you to where you're going. So right now, you're leaning into the positive. I'm really excited to see what you do next. Hang tight, guys. That sizzle reel is coming up soon. And Uncle Selwyn, please plug where people can donate, where they can join if they have time, if they want to do something for Black History Month, if they want to start their own foundation, if you can help mentor. Where could people reach you?
Uncle929.org. Jessup929.org. So, man, Uncle Selwyn is somewhere all the time. Instagram, TikTok, the tickety top, Facebook. You see me, I'm there, hit me up. Somebody will respond, and eventually I will get to you because I want everybody to know that there is a person that cares, and that would be the Uncle Selwyn.
Uncle Selwyn, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Grammy Sunday. Hug the loved ones around you. Stay up. I really love this vibe. Be back with you soon on the deliverables as promised. And guys, get with Uncle Selwyn and his movement, Justice 929. Thanks for being here, Uncle Selwyn.
A strawberry blonde, a redhead.
It's red all year.
Bye, mommy.
All right, you guys, that was Uncle Selwyn Jones. If you are starting a nonprofit, he's someone that could really help you. He did it from the ground up. So here on The Startup, we cover all different types of startups, and that's just one of them, a nonprofit for good. We have another guest. I'm really excited about this topic. We have a cyber expert, Tony Perez. How's it going today? Welcome to The Startup.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to this. Thank you for letting me come on the show.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, we have all seen the headlines. If you haven't, you're under a rock. I don't know where you've been. We know about DeepSeek's takeover. Wow, what a last couple of weeks. I mean, this thing is moving like, why don't we go full screen? Tony, give us a full intro on yourself, and let's jump right into it.
Okay, thank you. Actually, I've been an entrepreneur for almost 50 years. I've worked in companies that just created a brand new department and market. And I've been actually in three startups myself, two of which I started from the ground up. Mostly, I have a wide range because I work with personal computers, gaming, video games, healthcare, and now I'm working in cybersecurity for the last 10 years. And it's very interesting.
Wonderful, wonderful. You fit right in here in the startup space, and it's a pleasure to have you and your expertise. I want to jump right into it, Tony. DeepSeek is the big thing. It's the hot topic. I want to know as an entrepreneur, a successful startup professional, and a cybersecurity expert, what are your thoughts on DeepSeek?
Well, I think it's a terrific strategy by the Chinese government to embed itself in the talent of America in regards to cybersecurity. I think within a few days, they had almost 1 million subscribers. So they're giving away something for free. In a sense, it's a great tool. And there is already a large following to get into AI. Now they're participating. And that allows them to see how talented Americans that are doing startups. It allows them to think, and in the long run, to steal their material. That's my opinion.
Yes, and you've got, close to what did you say? You have about 20 years experience, 25 years experience or more in cybersecurity?
No, 10 years.
Okay.
In cybersecurity, but I have been involved in security from a different point of view because mm-hmm. I was in the service. And I dealt with technical nuclear weapons. And
wow.
In cybersecurity space, they're recruiting people from the military because of their discipline and their understanding of security in the first place. So when I was in that particular area, I really learned a lot about security.
That's really great to know, and thank you for your service in that regard. I think you're hitting something that it's kind of, we don't want to talk about it, right? We're Americans. We want to be entertained. I want to upload my video. I want to do my TikTok dance. I want to go viral. I want a four-year page, and I want my content out now. And we really don't think about where is this data being farmed and housed, and we see that little inkling, that seed of doubt about TikTok how much people wanted the similar type of platform and utility, and they switched so quickly to DeepSeek. What can we do as influencers in these spaces to inform Americans that it's not necessarily the American government trying to control your fun? There's another side of this coin that we really have to be careful with.
Absolutely. Right now, the leaders in the AI war, they're trying to think about containment. How do we give people the advantages of AI, which are tremendous for our healthcare and so many areas of science and math, even education, where you can have your own personal tutor? AI it can be a tremendous benefit for mankind. It's really the fifth revolution, and we're just getting into the beginning of it. How we contain it to make it useful instead of destructive, that's the hardest question and policy to put together. And we need Americans to start to think along those lines.
It's true. So let's give an example. Maybe sometimes when we say these things, everyday folks, they're just, you know, going to work, they're trying to pay their bills, take care of their families. They don't really understand what that means. If we could pull back the veil just a little bit, give us an example of how our data is being harvested and could be used against us. Or when you put that TikTok video up of you making that pie or whatever, how exactly is that a threat to our security?
The key to so much of the information and the habits that you have as a human being, if you display them on these different devices, if you literally look at it, almost every app out there wants to track where you are. If I can track, if I'm a cybersecurity attacker or bad actor, and I want to attack you, I want to know what your movements are every day, whether you're in the car, what time you go to work, what time do you pick up your kids, you know, any special when you're going on vacation. So, for example, if you're going on vacation and you put it on Facebook and you let everybody know I'm leaving on Monday and I won't be back for 3 weeks, and I'm an attacker, and I know you have some valuable possessions in your house. When do I want to attack you? When you're going on vacation. And that's the problem. Many Americans are just too trusting. We assume that the kid next door is not a cyber criminal, for example. And then we open the door and we make ourselves vulnerable just by our daily actions. Now, when you bring in a tool like AI, that is going to be accelerated. And we're seeing it already, because since 2023, cybercrime has increased by 20%. And it's a business that will continue to grow double digits for the foreseeable future.
Great example. I always tell people, post after you've left, or, you know, don't do it while you're there. I mean, it's really important, and have, you know, security at your home and up that, because you don't want to be a sitting duck, and we are too trusting. I really love that you're giving these examples. And I think for people to understand that AI is constantly absorbing new information and becoming knowledgeable every second. It's absorbing so much and reading so much data around the world, more than we could ever comprehend. So it's becoming smarter. And when you enable things on your phone, it predicts what you're going to buy. It's listening, what you're going to buy, your next movements. And that's why you get these suggestions that pop up. People are like, wow, I was just talking about that. Well, yeah, you turned on your mic. I mean, that's, you know, you talked about buying a rug, and that's why I popped up to your suggestions.
I have a suggestion along that line that will probably startle you.
Okay.
It's because it's this collection of information. Whether you recognize it or not, people like Elon Musk have already been FDA approved to experiment with brain computers, really, to insert a brain implant that will help you interact with, you know, your devices. The problem with that is now they're able to actually read your thoughts. So why is that such an invasion of privacy and a potentially criminal activity. Well, if I know your thoughts and I can connect directly to your brain, if you're walking, and let's say you love red shoes, and you walk by a shoe store and you see, it tells you, hey, there's some red shoes you got to look at. And you do. You start to take suggestions from this device. Why are they doing this? Actually, to make money. Because what they're going to do is they're going to track whether or not you go into the store and whether or not you buy those red shoes so they can make their commission. But it, you know, so it gets worse. And there's an economic incentive really to spy on you. And AI, everybody with AI, you're going to have an agent. And that agent is going to be like your personal assistant. And I said, oh, gee, I want a personal assistant. I want somebody to do this and do that for me so I don't even have to think. It's going to be my routine. I'll just listen. Well, as soon as you listen to a foreign source, you are being controlled.
Yeah, that's scary stuff, Tony. My goodness. I you know, I kind of feel like I'm such a like science nerd. I love science. I love the tech things that are going on. I'm excited about AI for the good of it. But there are bad actors, you know. Even I love what Bitcoin does on a positive note for people and places and things. But on the flip side, bad actors can get it. And, you know, they can, you know, try to get ransom from you and not be tracked. I mean, I can't tell you how many emails I get telling me I need to pay somebody or else they're going to release photos of me. And I'm like, who cares? If you go, I'm 47, no one cares. You know, but it's true, you know, for someone that's a higher profile or has, you know, something that they want to hide, that could be scary. I mean, we have to be very careful. And that kind of leads me to this idea. We were talking about this in class about a commission or an AI, you know, watchdog, if you will. What are your thoughts? Is that coming? Are we going to have a regulatory committee to help keep us on track?
Unfortunately, I think the leaders would like that. And I think that's one of the reasons why AI was not open source in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Because once you let people have a tool like this, you don't know how they're going to use it. And they don't even know when they are going to abuse it. So let's take, for example, you have a personal agent and you get so familiar with that that you give the agent all your credit card information and your banking information. So it can go online and buy you something when you want, or you're going to travel and it sets up your hotel reservation. Well, that's very productive. It saves you a lot of time and effort. So you think this is wonderful. But now it has your financial information and can be used against you. So, you know, you're right. That is the concern that people in the business definitely have. And we don't have the guidance right now. We need to get the word out. And I'll give you another example. Last week, I went to a cyber meeting and I met an FBI person that all she did was help victims of international cybercrime.
Wow.
The stories that she told about people being taken advantage, how they were talked into giving away their money, and how very successful business people ended up on the street because they lost their homes and all their wealth.
Yeah, we've got to get something. We have to keep this ethical and, you know, lobby for some guardrails here. Although exciting and fun, we want people to have the choice to have fun. We got to be smart. And I have someone I want to connect you with that, you know, had the same issue. Let's plug you. We only have a minute left. Where can people find you, Tony? Are you up for consulting this year? What do you got going in the works? What's next for you?
Actually, I created a startup that really got me into cybersecurity. The name of the company is Netlock, NETLOK. There's no C, LOK, netlock.com. And we have a replacement for passwords that's highly secured, and it's simple to use, and it's cost effective. What it does is we replace passwords with photos. And it's a technology that's very unique called steganography. And we actually have been granted patents in 15 countries. So,
wow, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that. It's a very secure product, and the greatest thing is it's user-friendly.
I'm excited for this. Let's get with NetLock without a C, guys. NetLock, N-U-T-L-O-K, NetLock, 15 patents around the world and growing. Tony Perez, thank you for sharing some time on this Grammy Sunday on the weekend. And let's have you back. Let's do a check-in in about 6 months and see where you are with NetLock. But I have a client for you right away, so I'll be connecting you through your agent.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And
all right, guys. Yes.
Be safe and secure.
All right, you guys. That's it for this Sunday. What will you start up today? And be safe, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.